No problem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fred, I'll hang up over there.
Notification of the public meetings. Quorum call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Lavely.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Urban.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Pennington. And Chairman.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yep.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. I probably should read this as well. The copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda of today's meeting, I'd like to announce a procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion. Thank you. Agency reports, natural resource, Kristen.
We have to consent agenda.
Oh, consent, I'm sorry, consent agenda. Adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Now, Chris. Head fake. Welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm Kristen Schleter, District Conservationist with NRCS in Blair. As far as what we've been up to, activities and trainings, myself, Robin Bile, who's the RC in Malt Hill, and Sherry Mills, who's our programs assistant, attended the Agceptional Women's Conference in Norfolk on November 2nd. NRCS has a booth there, and it's just a great time to get together with other folks within our NRD and other NRDs to just kind of network and recharge. We do have our local working group meeting scheduled. So that's going to be in Blair on February 19th in the Blair field office from 9 to noon. That meeting's open to public, and you're all invited to attend. What this is it's basically a great opportunity for folks to come and provide input on what they think our local priority resource concerns should be and help provide any recommendations for us for our NRCS programs going into the next fiscal year. So we'd welcome any of you to attend, and again, that's going to be February 19th. Program-wise, for EQIP and CSP, we continue to always accept those applications on a continuous basis. Our most recent application cutoff was November 15th, and so right now, NRCS is currently busy planning and conducting field inventory for our 2025 applications that were received by that deadline. So in the NRD, we have 101 EQIP applications on hand. By field office, we have 40 in Blair, 40 in Tacoma, 11 in Walt Hill, and 10 in Dakota City. As far as CSP applications on hand, we have 29. 18 of those are in Blair, plus one renewal. 3 in Tacoma, 6 in Walt Hill, and 1 in Dakota City. As far as other programs workload, right now we're just busy just ensuring that any of our contracts set to expire this year are taken care of and items are either completed or paid before they expire, and just working on a lot of payments, trying to get people paid for those who want their payments in calendar year 24. For CRP, we really don't have any new CRP at the moment, but staff still just kind of continue to work on status reviews and help with mid-contract management with producers as time allows. And that's all I have for this month, unless you guys have any questions for me.
Any questions? Thank you, Chris.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are all the jobs filled?
Say that again.
Are all the jobs filled in all the locations?
No. So they are going to be advertising for an additional soil conservationist in Tacoma. And I don't know that that was really a vacancy. That's probably just an addition to the staff that we would normally have, just so we've got like an extra person that can float between offices to help out. We still do not have a technician in Blair, but we are, we do have an interview scheduled for Monday. So we're hopeful that, again, we don't have a federal position advertised, but we've got a contract position advertised. And our goal is to get somebody in on a contract, get them a year of experience, and then advertise for a federal position. So we are interviewing for an applicant Monday for the technician in Blair. And besides that, I think, yeah, we're fully staffed, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you, Kristen.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
Now, the Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teasar.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD Legislative Conference will be held Monday, the 27th of January, and the 28th and 29th in Lincoln at the Embassy Suites. For those that are going to attend, if you haven't made arrangements with Jane, please do so. The Monday meeting is more oriented toward the staff. However, the NARD managers will be meeting at 1 o'clock on Monday. If you want to attend, you can attend if you feel the need to. And then Tuesday, we go into the regular session. Eventually, we'll caucus, and then Wednesday, we'll have a senator's reception Tuesday evening. And then Wednesday, we go around and there's a number of concurrent sessions that you can go to if you wish. And then the NARD board will meet at 1:30 that afternoon. And again, so if you haven't made arrangements to go and you plan to go, please get a hold of Jean right away so she can get the reservation in. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. Legislative update, John Winkler.
Yeah, so just to let everybody know, Tim Gay, his son and daughter-in-law had a baby girl yesterday. So Tim's the first time grandfather, so he won't be here today. Just to let kind of an update, so Tim and I have been meeting with a couple of senators before the obviously the session starts. And then also we've been invited to pretend in a taxpayer symposium, which was last week at Westside High School. It was the school districts, learning community, the city of Omaha, Douglas County, and that was for open to the public. And then next week we're having a senator taxpayer symposium at the Scott Conference Center. And that will just be for state senators. So we've participated in all those, and we just continue to educate everybody on what we're doing and talking about any legislation that may be introduced this next session. So that's my update.
Thank you, sir. We'll turn to subcommittee reports. PLP, Director Ted Japp.
Thank you, Chairman McCormick. Be it resolved that the minutes of the December 10th, 2024 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, amendments to Papio NRD's 2025 Pay Program Administration Manual. Recommendation that the proposed amendments to the Papio NRD's Pay Program Administration Manual for 2025 be approved and incorporated into the district's policy manual, and I so move.
Anyone for the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call, please.
Conley.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number two, amendments to Papio NRD's 2025 Employee Handbook. Recommendation that the proposed amendments to the Papio NRD's 2025 Employee Handbook be approved and incorporated into the district's policy manual, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call, please.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. Return to the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the December 10th, 2024 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1A, WP2 project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the agreement between the district and Nebraska Game and Parks Commission for 75% funding for the WP2 project through the Federal Sports Fish Restoration Program in the amount of $325,000. And I so move.
Directors? Roll call.
Fowler?
Yes.
Pergin?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
9B4, WP4 project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the agreement between the district and Nebraska Game and Parks Commission for 75% funding for the WP4 project through the Federal Sports Fish Restoration Program in the amount of $350,000. And I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call.
Urban?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
9B2, Beltline Trail Phase 3A construction bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with Charles Verana and Son Construction Company in the amount of $2,075,224.78. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Jeff?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
9B3, Lee Bridge Debris Removal Bid. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with Final Grade Construction and Conservation LLC in the amount of $83,500. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
9B4, Amendment to Lower Platte River Drought Consortium Interlocal Agreement. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment to the Lower Platte River Consortium Interlocal Cooperation Agreement with the Lower Platte South NRD, Lower Platte North NRD, and City of Lincoln Metropolitan Utilities District and Nebraska Department of Natural Resources, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
9B5, contract with MB Hardy for the Ice Gem Explosive Services. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to waive the purchasing policy 15.6 and execute the proposed contract for explosive services with NB Hardy for Platte River Ice Gem Removal, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Thank you, sir. We'll move on to the Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the December 10th, 2024 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, fiscal year 2024 audit, recommendation that the FY 2024 audit report prepared by Bergman KDV be accepted and the GM be directed to file an authenticated copy of the audit report with Nebraska Auditor of Public Accounts and Nebraska Natural Resources Commission, and I so move.
Thank you, sir. Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Jab?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Number two, demolition contract with Bruce Excavation, DS7 over 110%, recommendation that the GM be authorized to issue a change order in the amount of $17,039.52, bringing the contract total to a final not to exceed amount of $74,031.52, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Jab?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yep.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Then we'll move on to the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee. RFP for Silver Creek Watershed 35A Project, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the December 10th, 2024 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee, RFP for the Silver Creek Watershed 35A Project are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, contract with Houston Engineering Incorporated for the Silver Creek Watershed 35A project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed professional services agreement with Houston Engineering Incorporated for the Silver Creek Watershed Site 35A project in an amount not to exceed $156,426, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to formed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thanks, sir. Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Jab?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Chairman?
Yes. Thanks, sir. Move on to the Treasurer's Report. Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through I all-inclusive, and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the permanent minutes. I so move.
Second.
Do we need a motion?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Larry, second. Any comment? Roll call, please.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Jab?
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
And Mr. Chairman, may I add, just want to say thank you to Director Bonnet. He's been a great assistant for me as I've been traveling. Just thank you, Pat. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Now we'll move to the Chairman's report. I'd like to recognize the departing directors and their outstanding service, and it's been an honor to be affiliated with you gentlemen. Patrick Bonnet, Sub-District 9, he's been here 8 years, I believe. This is his second term. Thank you for your service. It's been awesome. Josh Henningsen, Sub-District 7. And then Ted Japp, he's been here for 8 years as well. Appreciate your service, you guys. Once again, good friends.
I was going to show them what it is, but...
Ooh, nice. Nice, yeah.
For sodas on.
There you go.
Maybe those while they're on the board.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Everybody.
Thank you, thank you.
Bring it for Vermont.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Jack, is your email key with you in the photo as well?
Sure.
And for use on website and social.
That's what it looks like.
Since we're opening yours, yes, let's open.
I'll go through the cracks.
Yeah.
You have to count the scallop ones.
Don't wait for me.
One, two, three. Would either do like individual photos or a stretch?
Right.
I'm in.
Second.
Yeah, let's do. Yeah, either way. I'll get together.
I'll take one after.
Okay.
One second there.
We can send you that one.
Yep. Alright, one, two, three. Oh, sorry. It's the last. Of course, yeah, there you go.
Sure.
So now we're in some service awards that end up today. So for Lorianne Lassiter, 15 years.
One, two, three. Remember, I get one.
Eric Williams, 10 years. That's every time you get awards every year.
Okay, one, two, three. And then Eric and Lori, if we can get a group one, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, we got another one.
Not done yet.
Not done yet.
Okay, great. So, yeah, one more now. Get a group.
And then the other ones aren't here, so. Joe Reeby, 10 years.
One, two, three. Perfect.
Now, whatever picture you just want, all three of them? Do you want to send it to me?
Yeah, you're great.
You're right.
Open them up, so.
Alright, one, two, three. You got it.
Alright. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We're gonna announce a couple others that are absent at the moment, but we have Mark Wiley for 10 years. And then Tom Cleese. For, what's that, 45 years?
Forty-five years.
45 years, that's amazing.
Goes fast.
We could have Revs step in, he's all dressed up for it.
Well, I was gonna get to that. So Director Teaser, Director Teaser's been here 32 years as a director?
Yeah.
That's amazing service.
And enjoy somewhere.
Let's make a picture anyway.
He should at least get a picture.
Get him up there.
We'll get you after.
Then last item is NACD, 79th Annual Meeting in Salt Lake City, Utah. Our standard Tim Fowler is going to attend. Be awesome. And that concludes my report.
Hi, next. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. So throughout the school year, the education team has worked with several after-school nature-based clubs. to provide natural resource education to district students. In November, the clubs participated in our environmental history program, and they explore how natural resources have been used through time. Students did gain a deeper understanding of the historical relationships between people and the environment. Personnel miscellaneous items, just to give the board an update, by auctioning the 2017 Bobcat tool cat. So instead of trading it in, we tried the auctioning route, and we did realize a $12,000 plus additional funds from trading it in by auctioning it. So we may do that with some other equipment coming up in the future. So good idea by the staff on that one. So it paid dividends. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report had their executive subcommittee meeting on November 18th. The minutes are attached. Next meeting is January 23rd. The Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership is scheduled to meet on December 5th. That meeting will be provided in next month's report. A couple of items. I wanted to thank all the staff for the donations to the Airman's Attic Toy Drive. Huge success this year. 473 children received toys from that. So I also like to thank Director Irvine for his help at MITRE Inc., Director Fowler with the Disabled Vets. They hosted a box, and Director Davidson for the City of Bellevue, Bellevue Police Department. They all came through big, and Director Teaser, his wife always makes him drop off a check, so or food. So we appreciate all their help. Obviously, all you guys too, because it was a great event. I think we doubled the toy collection from the previous year. So great job there. Also, just to let everybody know, the employees, some of us will be volunteering at the food bank next week too. So just giving back as much as we can in the community. Also, like to thank Director Bennett and Director Japp for your years of service to the board. Obviously, all your support over those years too. You guys will be missed. And then also just hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Spend some time with your family. I hope it's relaxing, and we'll start again in January. And then there's sweets and refreshments out in the lobby area afterwards if you want to partake in those before you go. And that's all I have.
Any whiskey?
Excuse me?
Any whiskey?
No whiskey. No whiskey allowed.
We got glasses.
That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Informational items, obviously closed for Christmas, New Year's Day. Subcommittees are the 7th of January, and the board meeting is the 9th of January. 20th of January, the office is closed for MLK Day. And then 28th through the 29th, NARD Legislative Conference in Lincoln. And February 8th through the 12th is this NACD conference. Next meeting is scheduled for the January 9th, right here in the NRC for the Board of Directors. And now we are adjourned.
428.